Thank you very much, Madam President. I would like to express our delegation's full support and appreciation for the way you conducted your presidency. You had a very difficult task given the current tensions in the international security environment. We do not agree with attempts by some in the CD to sweep Mr. Putin's war of aggression and its impact on our work on disarmament under the carpet, including by seeking to prevent discussion and reporting on our deliberations in the CD, or by seeking to suppress press releases which are not negotiated documents. The important relationship between the international security environment and disarmament has rightly been recognized by the Chinese presidency and by your presidency as a valid item for discussion in the CD. Madam President, I can be brief as many of our views mirror those expressed by other delegations. We agree with the explanations provided by the Ambassador of France on how you accurately applied the rules of procedure under your presidency. We also agree with the analysis provided by the United States, France, and the Netherlands today in response to Mr. Putin's war of aggression. As we have stated previously, we condemn the flagrant violation of international law, including the UN Charter, by Mr. Putin, and the apparent violations of international humanitarian law by the Russian armed forces. Finally, we commend you for having held the plenary meeting on women and disarmament, even if we would have preferred to have a formal plenary on this item. And we remain hopeful that the rules of procedure can be updated to reflect the equality of women and men. Let me again express the thanks of our delegation to you, and we wish every success to the incoming Cuban presidency. Thank you very much.